And as Alice says, we should be wary of our intellectualizations of our grievances, because in them hides an allegiance to the state. They are hidden manifestations of power. When, for example, this playwright, who is a successful theater and television writer, quote unquote, says, this is herself speaking, "I find sexism to be a fascinating social experiment all the time. If you can say, I don't give a fuck if you think I'm loud and belligerent. I believe in my ideas and I'm talking just as much as you are and I have just as much of a right to speak as you do. If you can get there, then it does finally become interesting. Then it's like, what is it about what I'm saying that you find so threatening? But I'm lucky because I'm in a position of power at this point. I think if you talk to me again when the affair, the television show she writes for, is over, I may have a different take on it," unquote, from Sarah Treen, quoted in the East Bay Express of April 6 to 12, 2016, "Writing While Female" by April Kilcrease. Now, what she's saying is that she's made her peace with power, which she admits implicitly by suggesting that her peace is conditional, based on power's recognition, its acknowledgement. But when not integrated consciously into our personalities, grievance, rage at the theft of the true self, no matter if subsided, lurks, awaiting but the stress of re-stimulated abandonment to re-emerge, which is true for all of us until we establish our world on the premises of abundance and non-coercion.